بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقي حذيفة فأراد أن يصافحه فتنحى حذيفة فقال: إني كنت جنبا. فقال: إن المسلم إذا صافح أخاه تحاتت خطاياهما كما يتحات ورق الشجر. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu and wanted to make musafaha with him, to shake his hands. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu pulled back, he moved one side, he didn't want to shake the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave this reason and he said, "Inni kuntu junuban," that I was in the state of ritual impurity, I needed a ghusl. So being in that state, I felt it was incorrect and it was wrong to shake someone's hands. I'm impure, and especially Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, "Innal Muslim," that a Muslim, when he shakes the hands of his Muslim brother, as we explained yesterday, musafaha, what it refers to, although in English it translates as shaking the hands, doesn't literally refer to the shaking of the hands. The clasping of the hands, where the thumbs meet at the joint at the bottom, a full hand is given. Tahatat khatayahuma, when Muslims meet in this manner, greet, and they make musafaha, then their sins fall away like how the leaves fall of trees. In one hadith it is mentioned, even if their sins are as much as the foam in the ocean, then Allah Ta'ala will forgive their sins on account of musafaha, referring to the minor sins. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained to Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu the benefits of musafaha. When a person is in the state of impurity, there are two types of impurities. One is minor impurity, major impurity, where a person needs major impurity, he needs a ghusl; minor impurity, he needs to make wudu. But there's no physical impurity on the person's hands. So then there's no problem in him touching something or shaking someone's hands that won't render the next person impure. That impurity, it's a state of impurity where a person needs to make a ghusl if it's a major impurity, or make wudu for minor impurity, so he can enter into a state of purity and then he can engage in certain types of ibadat, go to the masjid, etc. When a person has physical impurity, then by touching that physical impurity or that passing on to someone else, for example blood or some other type of impurity, then it will render the person impure as well. But like this, for example, we find in our deen, when a woman is not reading salah in the month, she is in her menses, then we don't abstain from them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink from the same side of the glass that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha would drink. Then we don't abstain like other religions, they don't sleep next to them, etc. So we will interact. So likewise, when a person is in a state of impurity, then there's no physical impurity on him. If he touches you, if he shakes your hand, there's no problem. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining that even in that state, if I wanted to shake your hand, there wouldn't have been a problem in me shaking your hand. But just to take note from here, some many years ago, many years ago, we met one brother in one of the areas here in Durban, and he explained to us an incident that transpired in his life. And we could see the whole change in his attitude, and he said, "Take my sons, take them with you all to the masjid, etc." And he said, "Many years ago, I was almost hijacked, and at that time I made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 'Oh Allah, I left my house in a state of janaba, in a state of impurity. I didn't care to take a ghusl, and I came out. I don't want to die in the state of impurity and najasat. Oh Allah, please save my life." He said, "Allah Ta'ala, save me." That day he learned a big lesson in his life. Sometimes we become lackadaisical in these matters of purity, impurity, purity and impurity. So a Muslim should never leave his house in the state of impurity, especially a man. A woman can't help it, but a man, he should make sure that he, when he leaves his house, at least he should not leave his house, go to work and carry on like normal in the state of janaba and impurity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to become.